episode 532, Bigger and Better.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet ladies. What is keeping you hopping this summer? Please be safe in the sun and make sure you hydrate lots. You know, drink lots and lots of water. You know that's me. You gotta be drinking lots of water. Hydrate. So important. Today is Summer Sizzle Saturday. It's bigger and better, and I'm so thrilled you're here. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. If you haven't already taken the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn a lot more. We just keep adding things there to the website, so take a check. I'm not going to go through it all because guess what? This is Summer Sizzle Saturday. We have a mission here. The mission is all about family. All about what you can do with your family. If that just means you and your hubby, that's your family. If that means you and the hubby and the kiddos, that's the family. Maybe it's you, the hubby, and the grandmamas, that is family. And you can add in some friends in there too. Sprinkle them in. It makes summer sizzle even more. The cool thing is my children actually taught me a little bit about this. I tried to get some history on it, but all I know is it's been around longer than me. Yes! That's something to smile about. It is. Yes, it is. Something older than me. I don't feel like an ancient dinosaur, so I'm smiling even bigger. Have you ever heard of Bigger and Better? It's actually a game that can be played with teams of 2 to 6 people or families in a neighborhood. It could be with your neighbors. It could be just with your own family in your own household. It's great for family events. Now, I've actually taken it up a notch, though, and made it a little more sensual with my hubby. Wink, wink. Oh, yes, you can. This Bigger and Better can even go with just the two of you. We'll talk about that later, but know that this whole thing, this Summer Sizzle Saturday, oh yeah, it's going to make you sizzle, and it is a lot of fun. So let's talk about the game. Bigger and Better, it's a really simple idea, and it starts with something very small, and you trade up for something bigger and better. Some people actually use this as an icebreaker. Now, I could see using that as an icebreaker, but it's a lot more fun with people that you know, and it can get to be really, really awesome. My kiddos have been doing it this summer around our neighborhood. It's just been a couple of their friends together, so about 2 or 3 or 4 boys go off, and they do their thing, and it's amazing what they have come back with. Every once in a while, I'm like, oh, wait, can we stop that game, because I don't need any more things here in the house, but it's fun, and the neighbors get a good kick out of it. So it is a simple idea. You start with something very small, and you trade up for something bigger and better. For example, you could begin with a paperclip. And then go bigger and better from there. So let's say you go from a paperclip, and you, from there, maybe you go to a pencil. From there, you go to a water bottle. From there, you go to a soda can. From a soda can, you go to a candy bar. From a candy bar, you go to a full bag of chips. Get the idea? It's a lot of fun. And if you have multiple teams, you can set a time limit to be fair. So let's say you're doing this, maybe you have a bunch of kids over. All of a sudden, your house is the revolving door of the children. I get that in my household. And so maybe you have 6 or 7, 8 children around. Well, divide them up into teams, 2, 3 each, or you could just do 2 teams, you know, cut them off at half and half, whatever works. Divide them up and send them out. Now, if they're older, they can pretty much take care of themselves, but obviously, safety first. If you have younger ones, make sure they're accompanied by older ones and moms. It's a good way to get your intentional movement in for the day. You can go out with your girlfriend and you guys can go with them, and it's just a lot of fun. Now, while you have your friends over and you guys are going from neighbor to neighbor house, then what? You're knocking on the doors and you're asking for bigger and better. It's kind of like trick or treat. During Halloween, you know, it's bigger and better in the summer. So it's kind of like Halloween in the summer. I don't know. It sounds like fun to me. I have not done it, though. I'm just saying. But I've had kids come to our door, and we take care of them that way. So it is a lot of fun. And I know the older the older generations get a kick out of it too, because they recall it and then they end up telling stories to the kiddos that are playing bigger and better. And so it makes it even more fun. What is a lot of fun is coordinating this between neighbors. So let's say you have a group of neighbors together that you guys are just all friends with. You hang out, you've got each other's phone numbers. I mean, it's just like, you know, you have a block party like every week, it seems like, because you're just outside, you're doing things together, you hang out. This is a great way to quote unquote donate your unwanted stuff. One person's trash is another person's treasure. So you could actually schedule this on a day and let's say, okay, let's pick Tuesday and we're going to do bigger and better. And so everybody says, okay, we're all going to have 5 items and we're all going to start with something small like, and you can give an example because that helps the other households. I have things down there. I mean, I'll give library books out because I have such a huge library. I know the kids are like, this is not bigger and better, but it may be bigger. They just don't think it's better, but really it is better. So, you know, you can do anything that you want. The rule is just bigger and better than what they have in front. And obviously you can always pass. It is a lot of fun coordinating with your neighbors because guess what? It's kind of like white elephant. You never know what you're going to end up with. And then you could always end up with a barbecue, right? Who said food can't be fun? Summer Sizzle Saturday is always the best. So let's say you want to do it within your own home. Let's say you're like, you know what, Christiane, I just kind of like to keep things calm, but can I do it in my own home? Oh, yes, you can. What you need to do is you need to give boundaries as to where the items can be chosen from. So don't just say you can go choose anything because you may lose a pair of shoes or your favorite necklace, or you may lose that one notebook that you were saving to write in. So be specific as to the items and where they can choose from. Also, don't give them full reign of the house. A good idea would be is to have, let's say you have multiple children. We have 5, for example. You could say, okay, you each have access to this area of our storage area downstairs and your bedroom. Those are your only options. Or maybe you can put some options from the pantry on the counter, and then everybody has those options to choose from. That way you have a little bit more control over it. Otherwise, you may lose a whole bag of chips or a whole thing of Pepsi, you know, your soda pop, whatever floats your boat. Okay? Keep those boundaries and have fun with it. Now, a yummy twist on this is to do it throughout the week. And each person has a day to cook or bake something sweet or savory. Ooh, yummy, yummy, yummy. I kind of been doing this with my daughter, except I'm just letting her do all the baking because I just kind of say, oh, well, what if we top it off with this? What if you go with this one more thing? And she loves it. She's my little baker and she's enjoying it. And so you could even do this for dinner. So you could, one person could do dinner one night and then the next night, maybe your eldest is going to do dinner. Then the next night might be daddy's turn to do dinner. And if grandma is visiting, guess what? She can do dinner the next night. So you can have this whole thing and it's a yummy twist on bigger and better. If your daddy's not a cook, guess what? Bigger and better might be pizza from their favorite pizza joint. But regardless, it's what? Bigger and better because daddy did it. So make it fun. This is something that really you can kind of stretch your imagination. Be creative. You want chores done faster in the summer? You all want to be doing stuff that doesn't involve chores, right? So switch it on to chores. Offer some reward, like money is always a good thing, an iTunes card, maybe a treat out that somebody, you know, in your family like really would want. That's like their favorite thing. And play bigger and better. So one child does a chore and then the next child tries to outplay their sibling. Oh yeah. And again, be fun, be creative. You want to kind of create this as a very positive way of competition. It's not comparison. It's bigger and better. It allows them to be a little more what? Forward thinking. And so we're instilling great values within them. And it's also a way to show gratitude. You can do this with your neighbors, especially your older neighbors. It's great. And you can go visit their houses. For example, let's say it's just your family. You take your family and you go knocking on your neighbor's door. Maybe they're a little more elderly. They can't get out and do so much of the yard work. And so you go over there and maybe you just pull weeds out of their flower bed. And so you pull their weeds and they're saying, oh, they're so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Then you go to the next house and you knock on their door and you say, you know what, Miss Sally, we were just over at Miss Susie's and we just pulled weeds from her flower bed. We're playing this game of bigger and better. We want to do something bigger and better for you. What can we do for you? And then it becomes all of service. Do you see how bigger and better can just be so much bigger and better? And it can make your summer sizzle Saturday even that much more spectacular? Whew, I am just excited already. So what's stopping you now? You need to be running to the door. You need to be gathering those children and say, guess what? It's bigger and better time. Now you could really take this. Maybe you have a hubby who loves to work out, or maybe you're the one who loves to work out, but he doesn't love to work out. So maybe you could do bigger and better. So you all start and you name one exercise that you're going to do. And so you do that for those reps. And then he names the next one, which is going to be what? Bigger and better. Then you name the next one, which is going to be what? Bigger and better. Do you see how you can change up even your workout? I'm telling you, bigger and better is the bomb. Let's not forget the sensual bigger and better. Oh yes, we're talking about spicing it up with you and your hubby. Now the stakes may be a little bit different. Maybe for you it's a massage, maybe for him it's a golf game. Regardless, and you know what? You can figure out whatever flutters your heart's desire. Oh, you can figure out whatever flutters your heart. Change it up a little bit. This is your time to make memories this summer bigger and better. Go out and have an amazing Summer Sizzle Saturday. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.